Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Shake your big cans all over the place.
We're leaving that in.
Oh, that kind of hurts.
We're leaving that in.
What?
For what?
Ba-dump.
Is that the sound?
That's the sound.
Oh, is that the sound?
Sorry. That is the sound. Yeah.
Shaking.
You probably don't know, but that is the sound.
Really bassy, bassy shake.
It is a truth universally acknowledged by those who traverse the darker paths of existence that victory, however sweet, seldom arrives unaccompanied by a fresh misfortune. Thus it was revealed that Ilex the Ranger, she of keen perception and solid constitution, found herself seized bodily by a murder of criminal owls, those feathered ruffians styling themselves the Strix Strike Force. They cursed in their peculiar argot, while struggling mightily with their burden, for Ilex was, as one might delicately observe, substantially built.
Careful now.
Burden with a bird.
I would just like it known that a group of owls is called a congregation as a certified owl nerd.
Okay.
Not a murder. But a group of Strix, that's a Strix strike force.
Oh, bars.
With characteristic bars. Directness, our heroine threatened amputation. Three of the villains, Louis the Hammer, Rico, and Angel Navarro, lost their nerve entirely, and Rico lost rather more than that, his 7-foot tumbling earthward as testament to Ilex's sincerity.
Oh, she fell fucking testament, boss.
60 feet through the branches, bruised but breathing, and mocked Louis with a hunter's enchantment, wrapping his ankle in spectral green light that he might lead them unknowing to John Swallow.
Did you say a ham hunter's enchantment?
I might have, yes. Thus reunited, the company pressed onward, following Rico's crimson trail through the darkening wood. Yep.
Yes.
Thus reunited, the company pressed onward, following Rico's crimson trail through the darkening wood until Ilex's extraordinary senses detect the thunder of approaching hooves. Many hooves. Impossibly many hooves. They concealed themselves with varying degrees of success, Maeve ascending a tree, Chiss becoming one with the shadows, and Gideon becoming one with Chisk, with the strategic acumen of a child hiding behind the curtains. What emerged from the gloom?
Sounds like the narrator had a little giggle there. I don't know how impartial this narrator is.
What emerged from the gloom defied the natural order entirely. A grotesque assemblage bearing a horse's head, though fanged like a wolf, 12 pairs of human arms and 12 sets of hooved legs stitched together in a mockery of creation. Upon this abomination rode a cloaked figure that floated rather than sat, composed, it would seem, of nothing more substantial than cold, neurotic malice and bad intent. Gideon struck first, his enchanted blade sending the creature sprawling. Ilex's arrows found their mark twice over, yet passed through the shadowy rider as though through morning mist. The horror steed rose to its full 16-foot height and seized poor Maeve in its jaws, dealing grievous wounds, both physical and spiritual. And there, dear listener, we meet our brave companions, bloodied, beset, facing an enemy that seemed equal parts nightmare and charnel house, and with the shadowy machinations of John Swallow seemingly drawing ever closer. Welcome, everyone, to the Die As Cast podcast. You've just heard a summary of last time's adventure. Let's meet our characters, starting with Chisk.
If you didn't
a summary
realize...
performed by me.
A marvelous summary.
Oh.
My name is Chisk of the Pinion, if you didn't know. What you just heard is Kevin as a DM casting a level 5 spell of legend lore of our world. Of the Die As Cast.
Wow.
And
so
Emma,
warm.
Tell us about Ilex.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Ilexel Dean of the Rotgard Forest. What you just heard was Kevin Cork sharing the deepest fan fiction he's ever written of Pride and Prejudice. And it was beautiful. I feel really blessed to have heard his innermost thoughts there. I'm doing great. Ilex is also doing great.
Audiobook and my
Dibs commute, Prejudice. For sure. Yeah.
Maddie, tell us about Maeve.
First of all, I would like to make an amendment to a fact that was stated earlier that you may have heard. A group of owls is not actually called a confederation. Upon further reflection,
thank you, Maeve.
I remember now. It is a parliament. About- Let me finish my animal fact. God damn. Nobody can thank learn you, anything. That is all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
A parliament.
A parliament is amazing.
Excellent. All right. Griffin, so tell political. Us about Gideon.
I don't know who this Gideon guy is, but it's Rico here, baby. I got no foot, and I've heard my friend's wife loves feet, so that kind of ruins my chances, baby. I don't got no way to cuckold my friend, my owl friend.
What?
Whoa. It's hard to be there, yeah. I'm sure Gideon's doing holy. Fine. He did a good job tripping up doors, but this is my story now.
Speaking of
I can't
legend
believe Kevin's
lore,
recap
God
didn't
damn.
Include any of the foot stuff. Like the foot fetish, the toe sucking. Like that was...
He did my buddy Louis' full name is Louis.
Actually, all right. It's Louise.
Is Louis...
Louise the Hammerista.
Hammerista? I brew hammers.
All right, everybody. Let's get back into the battle.
Okay, Kevin, we're ready.
All right.
One of my favorite bits really? Is Kevin going, okay, guys.
All right.
Okay,
and shut up now.
All right. We are at the top of the round, and it is indeed Ilex's turn. The mount, the horror steed, has reached up into the tree and just bit Maeve.
Yep.
The shadow creature is just floating just above the road. You guys are in a forested area. Gideon and Chisk are on the ground with you, Ilex, and Maeve, you are in the tree.
And Gideon went and hid across the road, is that right?
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of going back and forth.
And the Nazgul is in melee with me, or is...
Yes. He had reached out and tried to touch you, or it had reached out to try to touch you, and you had ducked out of the way. So I assume it is toe-to-toe with you.
All right. I see this 16-foot creature reaching up the tree and taking a snap at Maeve, who seems to me to be in a vulnerable position. I'm going to look at this Nazgul and say, well, I'm going to turn and shoot at the horse thing.
Horse thing?
Instead. So I can distract it from Maeve. I'll deal with you in a second, sir.
And remember, you are at disadvantage.
I will take that disadvantage. I'm going to use a superiority die on this one to make it a distracting strike.
All right.
Oh. Get his ass.
At disadvantage, that is a 19 to hit the horse thing.
What?
Oh, I believe holy that shit. Hits the horse thing.
All right.
Can we call it something
I forgot
else
that it had so many sets thing? Of arms. That sucks.
And because I'm adding a superiority die, I'm going to add extra damage, and this will grant Maeve advantage on her next attack against it as well.
Oh! Great.
20 points of mixed piercing and psychic damage.
Excellent.
That's my first attack.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
I got more to do.
Second attack is a 17 to hit.
That is also a hit, breaking off bits of bone and flesh from this creature.
And 15 points of damage on the second attack.
Jesus.
All right.
Maeve, you have advantage on your next attack against the horse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Gideon, you are up.
All right. I'll continue with kind of my Zephyr Strike strategy. And my Crojack Charleston Cutlass is on the opposite side of the forest as me. So me and the Cutlass are just going to switch sides and both take strikes at the Nazgul.
All right.
That's so sick.
Oh, okay. Well, I only got a 14.
A miss, I'm afraid, on the shadow creature.
But the
Wait, take a luck point.
Oh, shit, that's right. I have two luck points. Oh, my God. What about a 16?
A 16 does hit it.
Oh, hey, let's thank go. God. I always forget about the damn luck points. And then the cutlass got a 28.
To hit?
28 to hit. That's damn right.
That is also a hit.
Just
make an-
Come on. Gideon, maybe don't kill the guy. Maybe let's not kill the guy.
Okay, I'll go for his Achilles.
21 slashing damage from me.
Okay.
And 10 piercing damage from the Crowjack.
The Crowjack.
Yeah, I will have the Crowjack go into the opposite side of the forest, and I'll keep running.
So you're basically doing an engage slash a disengage.
I don't have enough action economy to do an official disengage, so if you want to take a swipe at me, you can.
Oh, boy.
Don't you get that as a rogue?
I do, but I need the bonus action for the cutlass.
Ah.
Come on, baby.
So economical.
Oh, the thing fumbled its reach. So roll for me a d8.
Oh, see ya, bastard.
That is a 6.
Interesting.
It gives you a $20 crisp bill.
That's so interesting.
We're going to say that it...
What is it supposed to be originally?
It's supposed to be that he drops his weapon, but he's just got his hands. We're going to give him one less attack on his round.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
His hand falls off.
Wasn't he attacking with sleeves? His little hand gets caught in his little sleeve.
Yeah.
Attacking it's with like that. Sleeves?
It's just a really awkward moment.
Attacking with sleeves is so funny. So it kind of reaches for me, and I kind of ping it away.
My sleeve got caught in my zipper.
As it reaches for me, the cutlass intercepts the grab, and we keep going.
Ultimate strike!
Maeve.
Okay, so I am in the tree.
So far.
Well, because I have advantage, I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
Oh! Blast his ass.
We have to get to know each other first.
Hold on one second. Just so you're aware, again, it would be disadvantage. So you would just get it as regular shot.
Oh, just a regular. Okay, yeah. One sec.
Oh, because horse thing is up, right up.
Eldritch is ranged.
Oh, I didn't really. Yeah, okay. I understand what's happening now. Okay, let me rethink.
16-foot tall horse thing. No one likes a tall horse. I've always said that.
I disagree.
Centipede horse.
Love
hind legs standing tall horse? I don't think so.
Couldn't imagine anything better.
You have a bad imagination, man.
man, I'm like so useless against anything evil.
So you're so good at good things?
I think I'm just gonna. Oh man,
bop it, twist it, pass it, hit it. I'm excellent
at killing the righteous.
Don't you have your staff?
Yeah. I showed you guys a picture of this horse.
Yes, you did. It's very foul.
It was awful.
Strike it with your staff.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to.
Stay.
It's crazy to be here watching this fight just floating above.
Get the Rico, fuck out of here, man.
Maybe every fight I'm here and I'm commentating kind of like football. Like Rico. A freaking FIFA Peace Prize.
Yeah, I shoot Rico. I cut off his foot.
Is the 16 hit him?
It does, yep.
Whee!
The Wii is a good touch.
is 11 damage on the staff, but can I use one of the charges? Can I use, actually...
He's got 10 charges.
Nice. I want to use 3 of them, please, baby. Okay, so 7. So 11 plus 7, 18 damage.
18 damage. Chisk.
Hello. Kevin, can you remind me, do we know if these things are undead? They look pretty undead to me.
They are undead, yes.
They are Nazgul. Wonderful. I cast turn undead. Not cast, but I, wonderful. You know, I do the thing.
I make happen.
Turn.
You just get it done, man.
I just have a way to make things happen, baby.
My presence
baby.
Is intimidating to undead.
Whenever Griffin does the Rico voice, he pulls his hat over his eyes. It's like you can tell when Rico's about to be with us.
Before he's present.
All right. They both fail. And they
flee. A turn, creature. Be fearful of me. As to spend the time running away from me.
Mm-hmm. Their turns are next, so they are going to turn and head back down the road where they came from.
Chisk, do you want us to give chase, or should we just let them go?
Oh.
Kill it!
Well, I'm going to kill the horse.
You're going to kill the horse?
Also, as my bonus action, cast Spiritual Weapon.
Ooh.
Ching. Actually, no, it's going to be a mace, so.
Bonk.
Bonk?
No.
No.
It's just a plastic hammer. Spiritual Weapon.
I'm sorry.
And I would like to hit the horse thing.
Okay.
That's a natural 20!
Oh,
yes!
Oh.
Bonk Let's with go. The best.
So that is immediately 8 points of force damage plus another 8! Let's go!
Fuck, yes!
So that is 16 plus 4. So 16, so 20 points of force damage.
We're doing big numbies.
Freaking horse.
Tell me how you disassembled this horse creature.
Holy shit!
Whoa, okay.
Oh my god, okay. Love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. I pull out a comically large cartoon Acme hammer, pops into the air, and it just spins around and goes, ooh, 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 and splats the horse.
So to continue that cartoon thing, that runs down the road, just the last few bones, and then gradually just pieces fall off. And it's
oh, shit.
Gruesome, kind of.
So, the shadow creature with pretensions of Nazgul rushes down the road, floating frantically away.
Coward. Can we pursue it?
I was thinking we can follow it to see where it's going.
Where,
we can find out what is it, what it is.
We're going to follow.
Give chase! Follow.
Okay,
let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Oh, wait, I'm in a three. Do you need help? Do you need help?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm a gymnast, remember?
I'm a gymnast.
I'm not as athletic.
Dismount.
I've got more movement, so I'm going to speed ahead.
So it's dashing away 80 feet per round.
80?
Well, dash is double. It goes 40 normally.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I can go 90 feet around if I dash, so I'm going to stay with
it.
Holy shit.
I can do 92.
Yeah, speedies.
92?
I can do 93 movement. I'll stick in the tree line a little bit.
All right, well, here's the question. What are you guys going to do with this thing at the end of its 10 rounds fleeing?
I suggested following it to see if we could gain where, like, maybe it was coming from. And when the thing ended, I was just going to hide.
Yeah. We just want to see where it came from. Where is it going back to? When it's scared, where does it run?
All right. So you can catch up to it, but you're not necessarily trying to catch up to it. You're just wanting to follow it.
I'm trying to stay perpendicular to it in the tree line.
Okay.
You mean parallel?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes more sense. All right.
Kitty is just running in an opposite direction.
I have a plan.
Wait.
I'll run the opposite way. Wait, shit.
So, for the fourth round, I need a constitution saving throw of 5 or better, please, for my dashers.
Wait, what?
Oh, everyone? I see.
So, for sustaining a dash, a sprint... After the third round, we're going to have a steadily increasing difficulty.
Damn.
Okay, I like that. I got 17.
I got 15.
Okay, next round is a 6 DC.
Is it making DCs or because it's magically compelled?
It is not making 6 DCs because it is not something that gets tired.
I say,
what the fuck?
Undead Nazgul, don't get tired, man. Obviously.
What, doesn't breathe?
Didn't you
What's
watch
the DC on this?
Return of the King? What? 6.
Okay, great. I got a 9.
I got a 10.
Oh, shit.
Okay. DC 7.
Ooh, dirty 20.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, a 9.
Oh, getting closer.
Ilex.
So close.
Okay.
I'm not loving these rolls, Ilex.
They're steadily declining. Guys, it's going really well. I suck in.
Yeah, Gideon's big belly is bouncing.
Okay. Now I'm flashback to Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, essentially.
All right, add DC 8 for round whatever round we're up to.
18.
DC
9.
This is round 9.
Fuck! 7, I don't make it.
Oh,
Gideon beefs hard.
9? I got a 9.
Oh!
I fall and skid my knee real bad.
Oh, buddy. Ah!
All right, final round. 10 or better.
Yeah, I got a 16.
Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
So it finally calms down, and it turns around on you.
I hide.
Oh. Okay.
Just, all right.
Just like, yeah, a 15.
Are you in your, do you have a favored terrain? Are we currently in that?
Yeah.
We're in the forest, y'all.
I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, baby, we're in the Rhodgar Forest, in fact.
All right. So it begins to drift back down the road that it was originally heading and has followed back. So it sort of drifts past you.
Back towards
continuing
me.
To head back towards Gideon and crew. Oh,
can I look?
Wow.
Can I look ahead on the road, the direction it was running? Like, what is this? Like, where did it come from? Is there anything indicating why there's undead presence?
No, I'm afraid it's just the road just continues to wind off into the distance.
I look at Gideon.
80 feet away.
Gideon's still sitting in the middle of the road, holding his knee.
Well, if it's drifting towards Gideon, I guess if I've hidden, that would be my turn.
If we're going to game this out, we'll just jump to the next round, and then we'll get everybody else back in. You can attack with advantage if you wish, because it didn't see you.
Doesn't see you.
Then, yeah, if it's heading towards Gideon, I will shoot it in the back. 24 to hit.
24 is a hit.
Oh, my freaking knee. My knee. Mama!
I'm going to mark this as a favored foe.
Hey.
Nice.
And I will also expend another superiority die to do a maneuvering attack to let Gideon take half of his movement right now to get into a more advantageous position.
Ooh,
nice.
Because if you're in the middle of the road, you can get out of the way.
My knee.
22 points of damage.
That's serious.
And I'll take a second attack. No advantage. 23 to hit.
23 is a hit.
Oh, minimum damage that time.
Okay. 7. Minimum?
Minimum 7.
Oh, no.
Just a little guy.
All right. So, Gideon, we'll go back to the top of the round.
Oh, there's Maeve dirt and everything in there. Oh, there's a landed on a mushroom. I hope it's not poisonous.
Maeve and Chisk, you're about 5 rounds away.
We're just at a slow trot behind.
Yeah.
We are a walking club.
Oh, my knee.
I'm going to try to hide.
Okay.
Well,
that's a 17.
I think you can even have advantage on that because it's turned back to deal with Ilex.
That's great. But the second roll was a nat 1, so we're going to stick with that 17.
Nice. Sneak attack,
oh,
baby.
It really saw you.
It really saw me.
It really saw you. So it's actually going to change and start to drift towards you, Gideon.
Ah, shit. Ah, fuck it.
I'm just going to use the rest of my movement and run and swipe at it.
Okay.
Kind of limping.
All right. Okay.
And Maven just hear my sword clatter to the ground. The cutlass pings off a rock. 23 on the first swipe and 14 on the second swipe.
23 is a hit. The 14 is not a hit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, baby. 24 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
All right.
We're doing some good damage, guys.
And this creature reaches out for Gideon.
Ah, don't touch the knee!
First attack is an 18.
Oh, that hits.
You will take 19 points of damage, and I need a constitution saving throw.
Oh my
Holy
god.
Holy smokes.
We're really trying not to kill you here. So, like, here stop trying to kill us.
That's a 14 on the saving throw.
14 constitution is a save. So you are not knocked unconscious. However, it has two sleeves. So it grabs at you a second time.
Sleeve
now, would this be one of the scenarios where it would lose an attack thanks to its fumble?
This is its next attack.
Oh, yes. I did say that. All right. Baby. So just that one attack this round.
I cut a
thank
sleeve.
God.
No, thank you.
It reaches for you, but it gets stuck in its sleeve.
You got
it. Ilex.
Wear a tank top, brother, or go shirtless like me.
Back to
his
me again.
Power comes from his
back
sleeve.
To you.
Kevin, is this thing incorporeal?
It basically is, yes. You can see it. It looks like a robe floating in the air, but when you shot through it, saw that the arrows seemed to pass all the way through. Although it did tear at the fabric.
Can I tell at all if this thing looks like it could be restrained?
I would say it is unrestrainable.
Okay. I'm not yet in melee with it because it's fighting Gideon, so I'm going to shoot it in the back with my first attack. And I will once again use the superiority dice. This time, I'm going to grant Gideon advantage on his next attack. Does a 22 hit?
It does.
26 points of damage.
Alright. Alright, next attack.
This damn, guy dude. Just taking damage.
Does he look like this fucker. Is like, can he do this all day? Is he like
he is infinite.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more ragged than when you first saw him or her or it coming down the road, for sure.
I've got you, Gideon. Protect your knee.
Ah!
Don't get dirt in it.
He's going for my other one.
That's a 19 on the attack plus 11. 30?
Yeah. Let's just say.
Oh my God.
Any number that starts with a 20 or a 30, you can say is a hit.
But I like to say the numbers, Kevin.
I know.
With a question mark at the end.
I like to hear your defeated voice say it hits.
That is 13 points of damage on my second attack.
All right. Next up, Gideon.
My knee feels better.
Okay.
I love this bit that Gideon fell, tripped, scraped his knee, even though he's had like mortal wounds and has complained
you have
more.
Advantage.
I sure do. So that's a 28 on the first hit and then a 22 on the second hit.
Ayo.
Those both hit.
That's 30 points of damage altogether.
God damn.
Slashing at shredding this thing.
Oh my lord.
Chop him in the knee.
Maeve and Chisk, you are puffing along, coming down the road. You can see a battle happening in the woods.
How far away are they?
They dashed for 10 rounds, so they would be 900 feet.
Fuck.
You guys
oh
are,
my God.
You guys
yeah,
could
I don't
run
think
60
my older
dash.
Twats is going to reach that far.
Point of order, you did say at the start of the combat they were 5 rounds away.
Although you never did say you were following.
Well, we would have. We wouldn't have just, like, stayed put.
I scurried down the tree, Kevin.
You're right. When you said scurry, I should assume that also means you're going to dash as best you can.
They're just standing there waiting.
We're just like, okay.
Just checking their watches.
They log off.
Sorry, 30 seconds in. We just got to wait another 30.
Well, Maeve did sort of disconnect her mic and wander away.
Whoa.
Off my bit. Off my bit. Everyone get him.
Okay. How far can your Eldritch Blast go, babe? That's the question.
700
It's only
feet,
120
right?
feet.
All right. And what about you, Chis? Do you have any kind of missile weapon?
Yeah, I got, nope.
Okay. All right, then.
Fucking guiding bolt the fucker.
Nope. All right.
I could throw my dagger 60 feet.
That's
you
awesome.
Throw me.
That's what disadvantage.
Oh, this thing got a 12 or a 13, which I assume miss you both times, Gideon.
Ding, 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 ping, 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 ping.
Those are both misses.
This didn't do what I wanted this to do. It just split up the fight, and that sucks. Why didn't you go back home?
Yeah, where did you even come from, Nazgul?
Where'd you come from, Nazgul?
Ilex.
I look around for Minas Morgul. I assume I don't see it.
No.
Great.
I assume I don't see it.
I assume, yeah. Like always, I don't see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
as
say
usual.
About assuming.
I look around for Venus Morgul.
All right, I'm going to shoot it again. Oh, I didn't roll a 1, but I did roll a 2.
Oh, no, you need it. You need
Turns
it.
Turns out I like Stumas.
Does a 12 hit?
Well, you shoot
I mean,
at a 12
Kevin,
and you assume
13.
You don't hit it. A 13 does not hit it.
A luck point, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I keep forgetting luck points. I'm a bad man.
I always forget.
If you use a luck point and you still miss, you don't get that luck point back. I'm assuming.
No, you do not.
All right. Second attack. 29 to hit.
Oof, there we go.
Let me check.
Would ya?
Yeah, it's a hit.
Little song.
24 points of damage?
Oof, my God.
Tell me how you shred this creature.
Oy.
What I'd like to do is for this last arrow to sort of, like, knock it back and pin its cloak to the ground so that, like, whatever's remaining of its corporeal form is sort of stabbed like a butterfly on a board to the Ooh. Middle of the pathway so we can examine it.
Okay. It opens its mouth in a silent scream as the arrow sinks in and it collapses a diaphanous cloak in the middle of the road and we are out. of combat.
As hey guys, it's okay. We're here. We're here.
It just ran away. Where the fuck did this thing come from?
It didn't go home or to Minas Morgul or to any place.
Where is it? Minas Morgul isn't here?
No.
What? Not the
what? Oh, every time.
Never.
I'm going to sprint back 900 feet to go get my cutlass.
Right. His knee's not that hurt.
You can also just summon it, can't
it
you?
It only travels 30 feet.
Oh, no. All right, you guys are standing over this now extra dead corpse sheet.
What?
So this is a shroud lying flat on the road.
Corpse sheet.
I want to just confirm. I feel like we talked about it. This isn't a beast that is known for the road guard, right? We aren't just killing anything. I feel like we identified this as something that does not belong.
Correct. Well, I do feel a bit bad because it didn't really attack us. I thought it was the skull face thing that the nymphs told us about, but
right.
Is there a shard here?
I'll puddle around in the sheet.
There is no shard.
Did we just kill a pedestrian?
Look at this thing, Alex. I don't think it's just a pedestrian. I think it's very, very evil and haunted.
It's a bit of a tricky situation where Swallow is like, because of Swallow's doing, a lot of stuff from the Shadow Realm is kind of making its way into the Road Guard. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to say a cleansing, but that's not good either necessarily.
Bad word choice.
Do we talk about a philosophy going forward? Because I also thought this was the Skull Knight, and then when we realized it was not, it was kind of too late, but it wasn't saying stuff to us.
I mean, it did. When I looked at it the first time, it did make me feel like it was definitely very evil. Mm-hmm. I just hate to be the one to cast judgment, you know?
But it was also made, right? Like, am I right? Am I right, Kev, that the horse is like had been manufactured to have multiple legs, multiple arms?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that feels nefarious. I don't know, but that's just an assumption.
No, you're right. I guess I'm just thinking about our friends, like our Derek Cool and our Dampier friends, who, you know, might not at first glance seem...
Looks, yeah.
Seem, well, you know, like looks can be deceiving. I'm very trying to be very gentle here.
Do I know anything about this... Just on the off chance I may, being a creature of suspect.
The creature of the night.
Night.
Blah. No.
Damn it. Worth a shot.
No.
I also feel like if it was someone like Maeve or someone like Potemkina, they wouldn't coldly, silently try to kill us back. They'd be like, hold on. I'm a merchant. True. Or something. I don't know.
Yes.
And it did, you know, when it ran away, and as soon as your spell ended, Chisk, it turned right around and took up attacking us again. So it's not like it was like, go back to my spooky house.
Go back to my bungalow.
There's no other markings on it indicating where it came from. Anything that we can tell?
Well,
there's
Can we look for tracks of a centipede horse?
Yeah, that's a good thought.
The tracks would be tough because it is a road. So, but you can roll an... what would you roll? You would roll...
Survival.
No, inspection, I think, to check out the robe.
No, it's definitely survival, it's Kevin. Survival, it's skill.
Please, Kevin. It's survival.
Please, I think, Kevin.
Kevin, did you make a mistake? Help!
Kevin, please. It says it right there in the description.
Because we're checking out the thing and then the tracks, right?
You could do a survival thing for the tracks, yes.
I'm gonna look to follow the tracks to see if I can understand where it's going.
I'll investigate the robe. I'm already in there.
All right.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Chisk.
That's a 22.
Oh.
All right.
I have expertise in investor religion.
Pardon?
I meant investigation. Sorry. My knee hurts. It's making me loopy.
You see on the inside of the robe, at the back of it, there is a short sentence written in a language you don't understand.
Do I understand it?
Chisk!
Yeah, where's my polyglot?
Can I take a look at it?
Yeah, no, I think I'll look at it.
Can I take a look at it, even though I don't know how to read?
Yeah, you have some sort of skill because of Thoth, right? Because of your god.
Yeah, but it's a cost of channel divinity, which I don't have any more of.
All right, then I'm going to
need a religion. It could be a religion or a work.
No, religion's good.
He has expertise.
Okay. Let me tell you, I am an expert in religion. That is a 15.
In an ancient holy script or unholy script, you read, "When your control of the dark ways are complete, proceed to my chamber presently."
Shit.
The Midsummer Slumber. And it's signed with a WK.
WK?
Whittle Kid.
That's probably it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
WK.
Midsummer what?
Midsummer Slumber.
Midsummer Slumber.
When your control of the dark ways is complete, proceed to my chamber presently. The Midsummer Slumber.
Now, dear. Alex, it's time for me to ask you a personal question.
Oh, dear.
When you say Lord Koa, is that Koa's first name or last name?
We don't really have last names in our culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Lord Koa.
Ward Koa. Games on your phone.
Wister. Okay, I'm sorry. We gotta stop.
Well, I was looking for tracks over here to see if I could see the direction, and maybe if it was headed the same way as the Strix. You know, that would tell us if it was connected at all to Swallow.
Right.
Or if it's different, I don't know. I got a 27 on my survival check, Kevin.
Let's see, what could you tell about the tracks? You could say that it was in the general direction of where the Strix flew, but there's no sort of direct connection.
It's really hard to tell. I mean, it's the only road. Can I sniff that robe? Does it smell at all like, you know, the Alcide court or anything like that? Like,
does that smell like my man?
Well, I'm very familiar.
Like his musk.
God. Sure, you can roll me a perception check.
A musk check.
I've never had any player mention or suggest that to me before.
Well, I like to be novel. That is also a 27.
Oh my God.
This is a really good roll.
27
what you
for musk.
Scent is, there are no traces of Alcide in that sheet. It's like an ancient, musky, dusty linen.
Oh, I should not have taken such a big sniff.
You smelled that like you were kind of hoping it would smell like him.
I did. Yeah. I really was kind of hoping for it.
Some longing. No.
Ooh. Well, serves me right, because that is not what it smells like. It smells like a grave.
I'm going to put on the cloak.
What?
It would just sort of sink through you and sink back to the ground. It's really diaphanous.
Diaphanous, damn.
Sink through you. So the cloak is also incorporeal. Can I just write down, like just by vision, just write down the scripture onto a piece of paper or something? Piece of parchment?
Mm-hmm. A piece of parchment.
Okay, great.
Where
we might have just
written,
killed
sorry?
Like a, it was on the back of the, like on the back of the inside of the cloak.
Like where a mother might write the name of their child.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, but yeah.
Oh.
My mom's missing. It's so... We might have just killed like a necromancer's apprentice that has nothing to do with any of this.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
Do we want to look at the other body or, I guess, pile of bones?
We might as well. I mean, I'm really at a loss here. I don't know anything about Midsummer Slumber or... WK?
Nor do I.
So, our two Rotgard denizens can make a history check, but it needs to be high, I'm afraid. It'll need to be about 22 or better.
Guide yourself, Chisk. You know this.
I guide myself. That was almost a natural 20. However, it is a 22.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Oh,
that's
pretty
good. I flattened out at a 10, so give it to Chisk.
All right.
Oh, I guidance myself. I'll just get a little extra. 24.
The phrase midsummer slumber is a chamber in the queen's court.
In the queen of the knight's court?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so this is connected to the shards.
I knew it.
And it's not the skull knight.
Which I thought it was, but the nymphs mentioned a dragon worm. Could that be what that centipede thing was?
Can I look at the bones, the pile of bones, and just see what is there?
Yeah, we gotta go back.
The bazillions.
It's still 900 feet away.
I will walk. I am not afraid.
We'll come with you. I think we've got this corpse for what it's worth.
So we killed Vesh, right? That was Vesh?
Right, yes. That's the Naga.
Yeah, the skull thing, I've written down that it may not have a shard, so this could still be, but it didn't have a skull. It was just a pile of sheets.
But they did mention an 11-legged thing. I was expecting a dragon. Maeve, what do you see?
I'm going. Okay. Kevin, can I see what I see in the bones?
Yes, you can do an investigation.
Okay, bones. I'm very familiar with bones.
Coffin.
Coffins.
Blood.
21. Nice.
Oh, a 21. You do indeed find a shard buried in the skull of this horse creature.
Ah! Good stuff.
You really dug right into its skull, hey? That's, wow.
That's why we said Maeve.
Ooh, dusty.
Ew.
The skull.
Okay, so good. We didn't just kill a pedestrian. We were supposed to get this thing. I feel much better now.
It does. We did kill it without knowing that we had to kill it. So maybe a rework is maybe useful. However, it did turn out.
I thought the Nazgul was the bad guy, but it was this horse all along.
The horse was the thing.
The other thing you noticed, Maeve, is that all of the arms and legs are from different creatures. Humanoids.
That sucks.
Guys, this thing is like golem-style Frankenstein's monster-type shit.
Stop rolling around in its innards, Maeve.
I can't help it.
It's tauntaun cold weather. Anyway, the who doesn't have a shard right now? I know three of us do. I sure do.
I don't have one.
Right. Okay. How many do we need again?
Four.
How many of his freaking cronies were there?
Well, the nymphs told us there were five, and they wanted us to kill Swallow.
Right.
What else do we know?
But did they not say that the Skull Knight would not have...
Did they say that? I don't remember.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember. I also wasn't there.
They did. They did say that the skull thing may not have a shard. Or maybe it wasn't nymphs who said that, but I think it was the nymphs.
I guess also what I'm saying is that obviously we want these things together if Swallow wants them separate, right?
We know that two shards together can summon the Queen of the Night. That's what the nymphs told us.
Oh, I see.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Are we sure that's summons?
Well, that's what I'm trying to...
It says it was a mirror, so maybe we can see... It's like one of those things where we can just see if she's looking at the mirror also.
Right, if we reassemble it. Can we take a look at the pieces we have and see if they do form a shape? Like, is it like a puzzle? Just hold them apart. Like, don't let them touch.
Is there any kind of like magnetic pull when we try to put them together?
There would be a slight attraction, absolutely.
Okay.
And does it look there's another missing piece?
That's interesting. All right, just roll me. What would that be? That would be another investigation, Alex.
Right. I'll give you advantage on that.
Thanks,
I'll give you guidance.
I give you a pat on the back.
Thanks, Maeve.
The hell, Maeve got the things.
18.
Yes, there is a indeed one piece seems to be missing.
Oh, we are never going to get to the Shadow
piece.
Realm.
We're
going to figure anything out.
John Swallow might have it.
Right. Let me big sky this. This thing was headed to perhaps the court of the, or maybe the worm thing. Maybe the worm thing wasn't, but that thing was structured to go back to the Queen of the Court. John wants the pieces separate. Maybe we want them together. So is John in opposition to the Queen of the Night, or are they working together? If they were working together, why are the pieces separated?
Mm-hmm. Why does he want them separate?
Maybe it's like a timing thing. Maybe like he doesn't want to give her her power, like with the full assembly of things just yet. I don't know.
Well, also remember with the hangman's tree, when we took the shard out, that seemed to be allowing it to return. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. The shard was keeping the tree
here. The shards are anchoring the things on this side. Yeah. So I wonder.
Right. I mean, we're kind of operating off of very little right now. And I wonder if it's worth the risk to put these four together and see if we can talk to our girl.
I think we should do it.
It's one of those things where you look at the mirror, you turn off all the lights, and you say, Sarastra, Sarastra, Sarastra.
Don't say her name. Don't say.
Beetlejuice shows up.
Oh my god. Sorry, one more thing, Alex, you said.
What was the name of the ambassador from the Winter Court that was in the cage? Raj Mira.
Raj. Yeah, it was Raj.
Oh, yeah, wait.
I think I'm going to put two pieces together and see what happens. How about that? Just the two.
Okay. Give it a try. Let's just see what happens.
Ba-dink.
Dink.
All right. They clank together. And Gideon, I'll need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
15.
All right. So a wave of energy passes through you. You manage to retain your consciousness, but the two pieces are merged together.
Oh, shit.
Oh, as in they cannot be taken apart.
Yeah, the seam has disappeared.
Don't do that again. Are you okay?
I want to do it one more time.
Why? I think we should.
I want to try something.
Tell us what you want to try.
I want to see what happens if I give in to this magical effect.
What? You're feeling a magical effect?
Yeah, something kind of rushes through me and I got a little woozy.
Yeah, well, see, we're not... Maybe we need to sleep. I know I say this a lot, but this actually is... I'm not feeling the strongest, and perhaps we should prepare for whatever this is before we
get
too crazy.
And also, I think you're probably right, Maeve. Maybe you should try it.
Yeah, that's a good thought, actually. All right, let's...
I am really useless against anything that is evil, right?
So, I only kill the good. So. Who's got the egg?
Maeve.
I have the egg.
Bring out the egg.
I bring out the egg.
The egg only works once every seven days or something like that, doesn't it?
It's a week. Have we established that?
Yeah, it's a week.
Yes, I have it written down. Seven days.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
All right, well,
okay, we have no egg, guys.
And we barely sleep in this podcast.
All right, we'll do it. Fine. All right, everyone get off into the side of the road. We'll build a little tarp lean-to like a bunch of idiots.
I think it's kind of quaint.
I love sleeping outside. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's perfect out here.
Can I grab one of our blackberries? And can I text Louie, not the Strix Louie, but
the other
Vermese's
owl Louie?
Assisted the other owl, the other owl henchman called Louie. And can I just say, what do you two know about the Queen of the Night?
Yep. Yes, you can.
All right. And then then we can just set up camp. He always takes a while to respond.
We found Raj held prisoner where Rend was.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she escaped.
Yeah, freed her and then she kind of absconded during the party.
Ran away.
Yeah,
just
she ducked out. Yeah.
So that indicates to me she was a delegate of the Winter Court, one of Queen Sarastra's people. Why would she have been held prisoner? Was Swallow involved with Rend? No.
Not that
we haven't gotten a connection
of.
There, have we?
All we know is that she was sent on a mission to find some historical information is all we got from Raj.
Mm-hmm.
I think she might have just gotten taken prisoner by the fact of going to the Fae Circle, like being nearby.
Right. Happenstance.
I don't know that Rend and Korgeth and all those people knew about who she was. Because there was also the hunter named Hunter, and he didn't have any misgivings as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of bad shit happening. There's the Winter Court, there's Bacana, there's Korgeth that is perhaps dealt with.
We can only hope, I suppose.
And then we don't have Potemkina. Yeah, I mean, let's go to bed and then try and make a mirror in the morning. Hopefully, Louie responds.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are deciding to set up camp before you head off in either direction or putting more pieces together? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I feel like, I think Chisk is right. If we're going to do this risky thing, then yeah, we ought to be at full strength.
Yeah, let me figure some things out for tomorrow morning and I can best be of service.
You guys set up camp along the side of the road, or say off the road a little ways. And as you do, the group of you settle around your small, tight little campfire.
Maeve, as we're bedding down for the night, just wanted to, you know, check in because I got carried off by the Strix there, and you also, you were gone. Are you all right?
I'm okay. It's kind of a long story. How much time do we have?
Well, we've got all night. Did anything happen? Did you learn anything?
We don't have all night. I'd like to sleep as well.
I'm just saying. All right, if you want to know, I'll tell you.
And we will leave it there as Maeve begins her story. We will pick it up next time.
Tangent episode, side quest episode.
Beach episode.
Ashuragora, the city fallen into shadow.
Damn. Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all the Midgar material. Thanks to Maps and Melodies for the sweet jams you heard on this episode. And to Morgan Empty for all the graphic design work done for the Dias Cast podcast, baby. Who's got stuff to talk about when the hat is down? Rico Clowns. Okay, Emma. Go ahead, Emma.
Hey, brother, you know I've got nothing to plug. All I gotta say is just don't get your feet chopped off so you can get your toes sucked.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Don't.
Cousin.
If you want your feet sucked, you know who to talk to. Here we go. Diego.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what to say after that.
Come on, baby.
Follow me on Instagram at Diego Stredel, DiegoStredel. Get whatever your kink is. We don't kink shame around here. Hey.
we love all the kinks, Maddie.
You might not kink shame, but I do. I'm judging you. You can follow me on Instagram if you wanna get roasted, if you want a little judgment. It's at Madeline Hunter Smith.
Madeline posts a lot of anti-feed content. Okay. Kevin.
I've got to take it in a different direction and just thank Mark Rattle, the writer of Shadows of the Dusk Queen, from which this adventure is adapted and obviously corrupted. You could find us on the internet, thediascast.com, on Facebook, diascast.com. Griffin.
Mark, send me a text. Tell me what your kink is. You can follow me at Griffin Cork. Well, we text all the time. Follow me at Griffin Cork and all the platforms. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns or you want to, well, actually, don't tell me what your kink is. That I don't want to hear about that. I love them. I love that you have them.
We'll
I just don't want
channel.
The inbox. I don't want the inbox full of them. We'll set up a new Discord channel. Speaking of which, join the Discord and email me at griffin@diascast.com. Use the hashtag #DiasCast. Find us on the web, all the business. I'm sure there's lots of resources online for all the different kind of kinks, but I don't know any of them. So hit that sure. Google search, baby.
Private
and
tab.
We'll see you all very soon.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Adios.
Bye-bye.